This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show with David Knight.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight here with Owen Schroeder. You know, Owen, there was an interesting article that was up on Breitbart today. A Muslim village in India. This is 80% Muslim. They want to rename their town Trump Village. This is about 2,000 people, and they want to call it Trump Village. And it reminds me of the story that was beginning of January. We had a Russian town that had a street that was called Godless Street in Russian, and they wanted to rename that Trump Street, hoping that there would be better relations. Well, we've seen what the Democrats have managed to be able to do with that, driving a wedge between the countries, as well as continuing to try to push this insane Cold War that knows no bounds. We've now got some Russian sanctions that are coming down the pike, and the EU is even backing off of some of these Russian sanctions. But let's listen to what these people in this Indian village, 80% Muslim, said. Here's what one guy said. He said, "I do not care if Trump is a Muslim baiter. All I know is he's against Muslims who cause violence and destroy countries, and he's president of a powerful country." He told this to a German public broadcaster, Deutsche Welle. Okay, so this is the issue here. People who come into this country, and it's the same sort of thing that we see of people who are coming here, illegal aliens, or we could call them foreign citizens who are criminally trespassing in the country. I think that's a better description. People who come here from Mexico, from Central and South America, they don't want MS-13 in their neighborhoods. When you look at what's going on in New York, the people who are getting victimized the most at this point are people who have come in as immigrants into those communities in Long Island, where my wife grew up, and now it's mostly immigrant populations and a massive presence of MS-13. They don't want these people there. Well, the only way that you can stop that is if you have some control over the people who come in. If you can vet them for diseases, as we used to do even at Ellis Island, we would see if people had diseases. We would vet the people that are coming in to make sure that they're not criminals. If you don't have any control over your border, then even the people who come in for a better life, for a better opportunity, are going to have the criminals follow them into the country as well. And so that's what the person who's saying here in this Indian town, this 80% Muslim, you know, there's a lot of division in Islam. There's a lot of division between the different branches of Islam. We have Wahhabism, the worst form of Islamism, and that's the Saudis, okay, who have the most integrated religious government, the Sharia law, where you have government and their religion intermixed together. They are the worst ones, and yet they're our closest allies. You have the Sunnis, the Shias. All these people are fighting each other. They're not just fighting us. And so it's not a monolithic group that we're looking at here. And many of the Muslims don't want to see these people who are violent, who are destroying countries. I'm reminded of what happened just this last week. Finally, we had Donald Trump come in and say, we're not going to support the CIA program to arm ISIS. He shut that down. And this is something that he announced he was going to do for months. Meanwhile, the ISIS Al-Qaeda rebels that John McCain had been visiting on a regular basis are saying, we didn't see this coming. This is, and maybe they didn't. Maybe they really didn't believe that Donald Trump was going to shut it down. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, McCain kept going in.
Yeah, McCain probably told them they'd keep arming them. But, you know, it's really heartwarming for me to see that Trump Village story, David, because I think that the overarching story here is people around the world don't hate us anymore. They see Trump and they say, here is a genuine guy. Finally, they elected someone who's not a total fraud, not a total liar, not someone who just wants to sit here and lie to the American public. And they told us all during the campaign, Trump will be an isolationist. Trump was going to be an introvert. Trump was not going to reach out to people around the world. You got the Trump China, the Trump chicken in China that has gone famous. You've got Trump Village in India. You've got the all these presidents coming to the United States, Trump visiting these presidents, them hugging him, them smiling, them getting along. So I feel like there's a new wave where the good aspects of American culture are reaching worldwide again. And people are seeing it and they're embracing it. They're saying, yes, good economy. Yes, free markets. That's what Trump wants to bring back. That's why the people in India want to name their village Trump Village. This is endearing to me. Trump is endearing the United States to the world again.
And bilateral trade. You don't have to have a complicated supranational organization, something like the EU, in order to have free trade. We see this in the talks of the massive trade between Trump and a post-Brexit UK. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Lionel's going to be joining us in the next hour.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
They use their media to assassinate real news. They use their schools to teach children that their president is another Hitler. They use their movie stars and singers and comedy shows and award shows to repeat their narrative over and over again. And then they use their ex-president to endorse the resistance. All to make them march, make them protest, make them scream racism and sexism and xenophobia and homophobia, to smash windows, burn cars, shut down interstates and airports, bully and terrorize the law-abiding, until the only option left is for the police to do their jobs and stop the madness. And when that happens, they'll use it as an excuse for their outrage. The only way we stop this, the only way we save our country and our freedom, is to fight this violence of lies with the clenched fist of truth. I'm the National Rifle Association of America, and I'm freedom's safest place.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
From the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
All right, so here in America, we're at a turning point tonight, with forces now forming an alliance to try and remove President Trump from office. It's that serious.
This is not a diversionary tactic. This stuff is real here. This coup, this silent coup that is taking place is real.
A soft coup is underway right here in the United States of America in an attempt to overturn November's election results and forcibly remove a duly elected president from office. Sinister forces quickly aligning in what is becoming now, in my mind, a clear and present danger.
As I got to go into the Congress and spend 3 hours from 9:30 in the evening to 12:30 a.m. with one of the senior ranking members of Congress, and he told me, and of course this is what I said on CBN, but they cut it out, but I'm going to go public with this because we have to. He said, there is a plot on Capitol Hill to take the president out. I said, you mean by impeachment or by indictment? He said, no, to take him out.
This is an effort to subvert the administration of President Donald Trump. It is nothing less. It is an effort by the deep state to roll over a duly elected president and a legitimate government and to break the will of the American people.
You can read between the lines. I said, look, I said, that's not going to happen. He said, well, really, there's nothing we can do to stop it. I said, we are going to stop it because we're going to mobilize the body of Christ to pray.
And the best description of it is by Barry Castleman in his blog, where he said this is a coup d'etat. He said 14 million citizens in private ballots picked Donald Trump. 20 TV executives have decided to destroy him.
This is no longer about Republicans and Democrats, conservatives and liberals. This is about a full-on assault by the left, the Democratic Party, to absolutely carry out a coup d'etat against President Trump.
And why? Why are they trying to carry out a coup against Donald Trump? Why wouldn't they want a President Trump who represents the American people, who won in the election? Why wouldn't they want that? Because President Trump is the greatest obstacle and even a force against their will towards a global government, and staging and moving everything in that direction slowly, bit by bit. Trump has stopped that, reverse that, and is trying to make America great again, empowering you, the people of America, to control your own destiny for the future. And part of this coup has been the Russia thing. There's been nothing developed on that, literally zero. The people who report on it at CNN admit it's a nothing burger. And today you had another hearing, this time Jared Kushner, shocking. No collusion, a nothing burger, again, Jared Kushner. And that was one of the things I was talking about, David. These people are calling in to talk shows, C-SPAN, saying, where's the Lynch hearing? Where's the Susan Rice hearing? Let's get the other side of this on the table. But we're about to bring in Lionel, who also wants to talk about Jared Kushner, David. But it's amazing to me that they continue to have this coup fall on deaf ears. But they're just going to go right through with it. They think they're in total control.
Well, and of course, if you look at what's happened with Trump, the key three branches of control for global governance, the thing that he shut down immediately, the Trans-Pacific Partnership, what was that? But we're all for trade, and they're talking about how trade will explode between the U.S. and the U.K. after Brexit, because we can have free trade bilaterally. We don't need this multinational, supranational organization to manage trade, to manage our economy. That's the key thing. Same thing with the climate agreement. You can make changes in the way that you have your economy, your energy organized without creating this multinational world government to control and redistribute income. And we also see the UN people replacement program that was, again, sold to us as a means to keep Social Security going. But we see now what it truly is, and that is a real people replacement, a cultural replacement, trying to take us down to a third world economy. But I want to get Lionel's comments on Jared Kushner. Of course, joining us now is Emmy Award winning commentator Lionel. He's a contributor to RT and many other sources. He's a regular on our shows. Thank you for joining us, Lionel.
I got to tell you something. What was so amazing was here I was just going crazy because we've had this torrential downpour. My internet's down. And I thought, what am I going to do?
Are you in Hawaii? Because we just had Alex broadcasting from Hawaii, and it was a downpour there. So, but you're in New York, and so we're having downpours across the country, right?
Right, but the irony was that here I was saying, my Skype! And Nico brilliantly says, well, how about if I call you? I thought, yes! A phone call!
There you go.
The phone! But let me posit this, if I could, gentlemen. One of the reasons why the mainstream media are so perfervid and ferocious in this attack against a duly elected president, not Trump, but a duly elected president of this republic. But let me give you this hypothetical. What if there was a tremendous rating surge for support of him? Right now you have CNN that is in an existential threat. They are fighting to stay alive with this $85 billion merger that's at stake. You have MSDNC, as I call it, who is enjoying rating success by an anti-Trump vector.
And I think that's the CNN audience tuning out of CNN going to MSNBC. MSDNC, excuse me.
What if, for some reason, it was the opposite? Because what I respectfully submit is that a great reason for the mainstream media doing this is because it helps their ratings, because they are facing an existential threat. Now, I was doing a radio show this morning, and I said, where is anybody screaming or yelling about smashed servers, smashed hard drives involving Debbie Wasserman Schultz and her IT people? Where are all of these other concerns? Where were these media folks when the DNC went to Ukraine? And it's to the point where I hear crickets in the background. So what I respectfully submit, gentlemen, is that our mainstream media are not doing this merely because they're part of the deep state, but it's because of their own bottom line. There is a ratings benefit to this. Stephen Colbert is so detached from reality that he's actually referring to PP beds and a dossier that we haven't talked about in I don't know how long.
And it's been thoroughly discredited by the guy who floated that dossier out.
Yeah,
Chris Steele has distanced himself from that in a trial in London, but they won't report that either, will they, Lionel?
No. So they're not even connected into the stories. This is about their being able to benefit from what they perceive to be this public love of this. Now, you know, this past weekend, I must tell you, gentlemen, this. You know, we use the word fake news, fake news, fake news, and the fake news people, of course, hate that because we're referring to them. But on July 22nd, it was the 14th anniversary of Rambo Jessica Lynch in her parade in Palestine, West Virginia, when she was lauded and heralded for an event that never took place. And when people talk about fake news, this was fake Pentagon propaganda.
Right, a fake Ramboid.
And they talk about RT and TASS and Pravda and fake news. Our government, Pat Tillman. And because we have the attention span of a gnat and no memory, no recollection to speak of, all of this goes by and we never revisit it. And I have been saying that I don't understand, and with all due respect, I could not care less about Scaramucci. It's interesting.
Yeah.
For 10 seconds. Okay, folks, move on.
I agree. I mean, we're here people who follow politics for a living. And I was just saying to my wife that I can't believe the minutiae of this. I don't care at all about that level of internal politics in the White House staff. It's just not important.
And what I'm saying is like, we'll go there. At least maybe we'll talk a little bit about, you know, whether Trump made a mistake and why he met with the New York Times. I have no idea. Listen, I'm not going to rubber stamp everything this president does.
Sure.
I'm not, and I don't think you are either. If he makes a mistake, he makes a mistake. I don't like the way he's sidling up to a lot of these neocons. And I've got to talk about this. You know, David, I think I don't want to say our generation, but Vietnam is, I mean, I think you and I just missed that one.
That's right.
I mean, I was in high school.
Another year or two older and we would have been stuck in that. Yeah.
Exactly. So right now we have this president talking about Iran, or Iran, depending upon where you're from, North Korea, and Russia. Are you out of your mind?
Mm-hmm.
Now, let me say something.
And we've been in Afghanistan now for 17 years. I don't know what we have accomplished other than increasing poppy production for opioids.
Well, and let's keep in mind, you talk about short attention spans. In 15 years, we went from Muslims attacked us, killed 3,000 Americans because they hate our way of life, to Muslims are good people, everything that's said about them is a lie. Well, there's a missing link there. What was the truth about 9/11 then?
Yeah.
Well, yes, but there's also something which is very interesting. Afghanistan happens to be, and there was a June 2010 article, New York Times, that said it is the Saudi Arabia of lithium.
Yes, exactly. Batteries. That's the key thing, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes, lithium, cobalt, and also Libya and the Nubian sandstone aquifer, because water is going to be the next currency of war.
You're spot on.
It's been forgotten.
Stay with us. We've got to take a break. We're talking to Lionel, and we're going to be right back. You're spot on looking at some of the other things besides just oil and terrorism, lithium and water. They're pretty important for the future. Of course, water is important right now. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
A great president once said, the 9 most feared words in the English language. I am from the government and I'm here to help. Adequacy of loss absorbing capacity. You call that help? That's the mandate approved by the G20. The banks can steal your money. Well, they can't steal your gold and silver that you fully control. You can have it delivered into an IRA at a depository under lock and key, where you can hide it, where no one can find it, not even your wife.
What?
Sorry, honey. Your CDs, money market accounts, and savings accounts are all at risk. Call GSI Exchange at 800-474-9159. We have 75 years of market experience. A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau. 800-474-9159. Call now and get a free bank failure survival guide. 800-474-9159.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
It's time to get greedy. A real zinc shortage is upon us. The Wall Street Journal says zinc supplies are down to 3 weeks. Mine supply is struggling to meet demand. And no major discoveries in the last 22 years. What's it mean for you? Keith Neumeyer, who's made hundreds of millions investing in hard asset mining plays, is making his biggest call yet. Download a special zinc report at futuremoneytrends.com/Z. Don't wait. Get your special zinc report today at futuremoneytrends.com/Z.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
KD Armor has been on a mission to manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market, and we've succeeded. With the release of our CQB technology, we now offer the most comfortable, concealable rifle threat body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle threat armor today at kdarmor.com. And for a limited time, get all plates at wholesale pricing only at catiarmor.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight here with Owen Schwer, and we're talking to Lionel. Of course, you can find Lionel at lionelmedia.com. Also, he's on Twitter at Lionel Media. He's an Emmy Award-winning TV commentator, frequent guest on InfoWars. And I want to talk to Lionel now about this story coming out of Minnesota, because one of the things you'll find in Lionel, he self-describes himself as a logo dataless. And you may say, well, what is that? Well, if you look it up, you'll see that's somebody who uses words skillfully. But Lionel doesn't have anything on the Minnesota Department of Education. They're now telling schools that they have to drop any gender-specific pronouns. And they're getting pretty threatening in this. They're saying that you're going to have to use scholars instead of saying boys and girls, because boys and girls is not inclusive enough. And this is, again, reminding you, this is for people in kindergarten. And listen to what they say about this. They say when students are referred to by the wrong pronoun by peers or school staff, students may feel intimidated, threatened, harassed, or bullied. So they're laying that out there to the school staff that if you do that, you're probably going to be fired. So who are they really intimidating, threatening, harassing, and bullying is really the school staff. And they've got an agenda, don't they, Lionel?
Well, not only that, you know, I also, in addition to that, which you've mentioned, on my YouTube channel at Lionel Nation, I've spoken about this. And what they're doing, David and Owen, is simply this. There is a desire by some people to out-sensitive the other. Oh, you think you're sensitive? Well, I'm more diverse than you are. No, you're not. Yes, I am. So when you, and I believe, I'm sorry, but I believe there are some people who are born not in the wrong body, but there are people who actually say, look, I don't care what you say, I don't care what my genitals say, I'm a woman or I'm a male or I'm whatever, and I appreciate that. I'm sorry, I've seen it, I know people like that, but what you're telling people is you're saying there's no such thing as being a little boy or a little girl. Who, if a boy says, wait a minute, I'm born with all the natural accoutrement of my gender. I am a boy. You call me a boy. I believe I'm a boy. What's wrong with calling you a boy? Well, I don't want to call you a boy because to the other people who are not boy. So let me ask you this. Let us now, what's next for those who are, let's say, transracial? Are we going to get rid of white and African-American? Is that, if I say, you're black, you're African-American, you're a person of color, excuse me, that makes people who are biracial, triracial, transracial, crypto-racial, whatever you want to call it, so we're going to get rid of any kind of designation.
Well, you know, when I look at this, Lionel, I think there's some gaslighting that is going on with our children in kindergarten. This is trying to create confusion, even about the essence of what you are. And to introduce this to children at the kindergarten level, I think that what this is doing is this all ties together with the Charlie Gard case. And the parents tearfully had to throw in the towel today because the UK government blocked any voluntary medical treatment that they could get. They could pay for that. They wouldn't let them take the child out of the hospital. So when we look at this, this is really about them controlling our children. And it gets to the point where they're going to start pushing this agenda, telling children at the age, you know, when they're in kindergarten, because this all goes back to the UN Convention on Children's Rights, saying the children are going to make decisions and we'll work with them as the government, as the courts, and we'll take the parents out of the equation. I think that that's the big perspective on this, and what I'm concerned about is that if you say that these children in kindergarten can consent to this, what you're laying is a foundation for pedophilia to say that the children then can then consent to sexual acts.
Absolutely. You know, there's also sometimes kids cannot really understand some things. I'll give you a quick anecdote. I have a friend of mine who's very, very open, and you would call him liberal or progressive. He's a great guy. And one day his daughter said, Daddy, why are they so many colors? And he sat down, he said, now, honey, as you know, or may not know, depending upon where you're from, and when the sun it hits you, and the equator, and your skin, and the melanin, and the blue, and the Swedes, and she's looking at him like, what the hell are you talking about? And he's going on about the color of skin, and Scandinavians have white. So finally he says, honey, because he sees in her face this look of confusion, he says, honey, why do you ask? He says, my teacher with the colors, Mrs. Brown, Mrs. Green, Mrs. White.
Colonel Mustard, yeah.
Kids do not necessarily understand the level of diverse sensitivity specifics in this enlightenment. Satan, we confuse them.
Yes.
And what you're so right about this, because we also want to change, take kids and make them robots through medication, by trying to detach and untether whatever connections parents have with them, whether it's because of religion, whether it's because of nationality, you name it. But also it goes on.
Absolutely. And we're out of time. Thank you so much for joining us. Lionel Nation on YouTube, Lionel Media on Twitter.
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Myco ZX is back in after 5+ months sold out. Talk about next level probiotic. It's the antifungus, anti-yeast, latest technology, 4.8 stars. It's been sold out for months, big waiting list, limited amount because it's so hard to get the compounds and to have the California standards. Nobody's got something that's good. Save 30% off of Myco ZX and get the gut health support back when you get it with the Biome Defense 50 million live in each pill probiotic. Myco ZX contains 7 of the world's most powerful organic and well-crafted ingredients designed to attack and melt away the membrane of yeast and fungal organisms. Start fighting back against hidden yeast and fungus with Myco ZX at InfoWarsLife.com before it sells out again. 10% off when you choose auto ship. It's kind of embarrassing to get family and crew members on that, you know, have irritable bowel and Crohn's type stuff that didn't exist years ago. Now it's epidemic. But I'm getting ready to have a bunch of folks go ahead and come on here and tell you what it did for them, because regardless, you can't lose your fun in the operation. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
War on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
All right, so here in America, we're at a turning point tonight with...
In a land of timeless beauty, he was a man of peace.
The fake media tried to stop us from going to the White House, but I'm president and they're not.
But when they threatened his world and the woman he loved, he was driven to war.
Frogs game! Get him out of here! Get out! Go home to mommy! Go home! Bye!
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. Owen Schroyer, David Knight with you. We've got a bunch of news, a bunch of clips we're going to get to here. Still a few hours left in the Alex Jones Show. The big story today is a pastor coming out and saying that there is a plan that he has been told by a high-ranking member of Congress. There is a plan to, quote, take out Donald Trump, and you can read in between the lines on that. We just had Lionel and David breaking down how they're using schools and they're using liberalism to try to morph the youth of this nation into thinking they might be gay or they might be transgender or they might be a little boy or a little girl or this, that, or God knows what else. And, of course, part of the coup that we're talking about is the fake Russian attempt. We had Jared Kushner give a statement today. The media waited for him for hours to give this statement. He came out and talked for less than 60 seconds. He basically came out and said, I did not collude with Russia, and then closed that. So that was kind of funny.
I did not have text with that Russian woman.
And so that was the it. So the media waited for hours for that 60 seconds to find out what we all already knew. There was no collusion with Russia. And, you know, it's funny. We had, I think it was Lionel that mentioned the irony or the double standard here of all this look at Donald Trump and his relations with Russia and everybody in his cabinet. But Trump tweeted this morning, and it's just so true. It's just ridiculous. I mean, everybody should feel this way, whether you like Trump or not. He tweeted, so why aren't the committees and investigators and, of course, our beleaguered attorney general looking into crooked Hillary's crimes and Russia relations? And it does look like now Adam Schiff, pencil neck shifty Schiff, might be some of his Russian collusion might be coming to the forefront here. But it's funny he says the beleaguered attorney general may be hinting at something there, David. I don't know what that could mean. So you've got all of that going on. Meanwhile, you had Jonathan Turley on Fox the other day, even if there was collusion, even if they found some real evidence that could prove collusion farther than anything Democrats or Clintons have done, which you won't find, that wouldn't be a crime. Here's that clip from Jonathan Turley.
And I think a lot of good things have happened so far.
That was actually Rand Paul, but this is Jonathan Turley on Fox News.
The investigation is turning into the issue of financial transactions. And as the investigation expands, clearly the risks expand with it. This is a very precarious period for these core players. Mm-hmm. They're going to be appearing before Congress. They have to keep a consistent and coherent narrative because these are when the risks are the highest. But by including these transnational agreements and transactions for people like Manafort and Kushner and Trump Jr., that increases the threat. You know, these people have huge portfolios, sure, and a great number of transactions. These federal investigators, if they find any criminal conduct, they can investigate it or hand it to the FBI.
Right. Well, there was a story over the weekend that Paul Manafort was being investigated for money laundering, and they were trying to flip him so that he would testify against the president. But then I think it was Roger Stone, who's a longtime friend of the president, said something like, that's not going to happen because there was no collusion. There's nothing to flip over.
Well, there, first of all, collusion itself isn't a crime, and there's not really a very strong prima facie case for any crime thus far, and that raises some of concerns.
Unless you're looking at the
Clintons. But, you know, the fact is Mueller has put on his team some heavy hitters who are known for flipping witnesses, and I wouldn't be surprised if they look for something that could give them leverage against some of these key individuals.
So an interesting dynamic here that they're talking about, David. First of all, you want to talk about prima facie evidence. I mean, my gosh, Uranium One deal? I mean, it shouldn't go any farther than that, but nobody wants to talk about that. And then they talk about putting in this investigation with Mueller to try to flip some of these people to turn on Trump like Manafort. But what Stone is saying is there's nothing to flip. They have nothing to hide. You can't compromise them because they have nothing to hide. I mean,
this is the second time we've seen a lawyer who's not a Trump supporter. You know, Jonathan Turley and Alan Dershowitz, they're not Trump supporters, but they're warning us about how we're seeing the criminal code trying to expand this for political purposes. They lost an election, and now they're trying to expand this criminal code, as Alan Dershowitz has pointed out. And he's another one who said, look, even if there was collusion, worst case example, Let's say that everything that they said about this was really them calling up the Russians and saying, can you give me some dirt on Hillary? I know you know her really well because she sold you 20% of the U.S. uranium supply, and you had Bill Clinton come over for a $500,000 speech that he gave, and immediately after that, Hillary Clinton's State Department said, well, we're going to take a look at this Magnitsky Act that you guys are so concerned about, and she was involved with Natalia Veselnitskaya, and so we know that you guys know the Russians. Have you got some dirt on them? Even if that were the case, it's not a crime. And as Dershowitz was saying, of course, he's shopping around a book to conservative media that's going to be called Trumped Up, talking about how they are trumping up charges against the president to try to take him out, and concerned, as I said before, that they're expanding the criminal code to try to criminalize things that aren't crimes. He said they're throwing the term treason out. We see Cuomo on CNN and others saying, well, treason, treason. I don't know what the definition of treason is, but I think we need to look at treason. That's the kind of baseless allegation. It's not even, doesn't even rise, Owen, to the level of an allegation. Actually, it's kind of interesting. I just thought of this. It kind of mirrors, in a way, doesn't it, civil asset forfeiture. You know, because civil asset forfeiture that our beleaguered attorney general has now decided that's his number one priority, not dealing with the criminals in Washington. But no, it's going to be continuing this 30-year-old policy that was created by Ronald Reagan that is an absolute failure. Part of the 50-year war on drugs that was created by the United Nations. Anyway, he's decided that he's going to go into civil asset forfeiture. Of course, the civil asset forfeiture, they never have to accuse you of a crime. They don't have to convict you of a crime. They just take your property. They charge the property with a crime. And so it's kind of interesting. It's the same tactic that the Democrats are using against Donald Trump to take the presidency. They don't have to accuse him of a crime. They don't have to convict him of anything. They can just take his presidency. So it's kind of like a civil asset coup that we've got going on here against Donald Trump, I think, to get people to understand why we don't want to have civil asset forfeiture. You know, we've got all these amendments that are supposed to protect our rights, our legal due process rights that have been there because we've had star chambers in our history. We've had situations where the government can just grab you by the back of the neck, take your life, take your property, take whatever they want from you without any due process. We said, not in America. You're not going to do that. It's part of the 10 amendments. And so we said, no, you're going to have due process. You're not going to have excessive fines. You're not going to take our stuff without having us convicted by a jury of our peers. That's all been erased by the civil asset forfeiture that Attorney General Sessions has put in. And, of course, he would like to get rid of the 9th and 10th Amendment, too, so they can grab your medical marijuana out of your hands. That's the absolute contempt for the rule of law from our own Attorney General, while he ignores the crimes that are being committed by the CIA, by the NSA, by the FBI, that even the FISA court has warned us that they violated the law coming after the Trump administration. But, of course, he doesn't care what the Constitution says about search warrants, does he?
Well, you wonder if President Trump isn't reconsidering Jeff Sessions right now. Last week you said, or you had Trump saying he thinks Sessions should have never recused himself in the Russia investigation.
Mm-hmm. Very unfair to do that.
Yep. This week, and Sessions kind of brushed that off. But this week you have President Trump tweeting, beleaguered Jeff Sessions, talking about why aren't committee and investigations looking into crooked Hillary's crimes and Russia relations. So is that a direct subtweet towards Jeff Sessions saying, why aren't you investigating this stuff? So it's interesting there with more all these shakeups coming.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, reading between the lines, I think it's pretty obvious that he's very frustrated with Jeff Sessions. But he was the first person to support Donald Trump, and Jeff Sessions was spot on when it came to the TPP and the real risk, the real cost of that, saying that this is not really about trade. This is about national sovereignty. We're going to turn over all of our economic control to a transnational, unappointed panel that is going to decide which countries are going to have which industries and at what levels. We don't want that kind of international control that is unaccountable to us. And he pointed out it's a living document. They can immediately change whatever this secret document that was circulating around Washington for the longest time. And finally, Jeff Sessions was one of the few people to go in and take a look at it. And then he did a PowerPoint presentation to the members of Congress who didn't care. But he did do it to Donald Trump, who did care. And he shut down the TPP immediately for that. So he was right on that issue, but he's wrong on other things. And that's one of the key things. You can have people who are right on some issues or wrong on other issues. He would be great in certain positions, but I think in terms of the attorney general, you know, going back, Owen, remember when he was talking to Leon Panetta and they were having this back and forth interrogation, And Leon Panetta was saying, he asked Leon Panetta, well, you're going to come as a member of the Obama administration. Leon Panetta was the defense secretary at the time. And he says, you're going to come to us and let us know when you want to start a war, right? You're going to wait for the Congress to have a declaration of war. That's in the Constitution. Leon Panetta said, well, I don't know. We might inform you. We would go to NATO. We would go to the United Nations to get that information. And Jeff Sessions was like, well, I can't believe what I'm hearing. This is really bad. You're a senator or a congressman, former congressman. You know what the Constitution says. Why aren't you going to do that? And he was right to be incensed about it, but he was very weak in the way that he attacked Leon Panetta. And that's what we're seeing now with the back and forth that's happening in Washington. He's very weak about going after these known crimes committed by the Clinton Foundation, committed by Comey, the collusion, the violations of the Hatch Act that were committed by them, the violations of the Constitution, search warrants ignored, going directly after the politicians. And this is why this is important. They're using these violations that have been perfected in the surveillance state, perfected in the war on drugs. And now we've always said they're going to come after the politicians first. And so you've even got people like Lindsey Graham saying, you spying on me? Can you tell me if you got my communications? And they said, no, Senator, if we told you that, we'd have to kill your privacy. It's like, oh, okay. Well, we'll just kind of leave that there. They are the ones who are the most vulnerable. Anybody that has something they can blackmail them over, and that's, of course, why they picked Dennis Hastert, a known pedophile, to be the Speaker of the House. He was blackmailable. He was controllable. They loved him. He stayed as Speaker of the House longer than any other Republican. And so they're looking for secrets like this. The dark, deep surveillance state is going to be directed at politicians. And here's the real danger, folks. When they don't really have something on somebody, they will make it up like they did the dirty dossier, and people will believe them because it's coming from all 17 agencies. Remember, we were told that the Russians hacking the DNC, that came from all 17. No, it didn't. They eventually retracted that, said it was 3 or 4. Then eventually we found out, no, actually it was a report that was produced by CrowdStrike, a DNC contractor that was shopped by Brennan to a few representatives handpicked from those three agencies. And, of course, they didn't object to it because they were handpicked sycophants. And so then Brennan says, well, yeah, that's it. All of us, Clapper, who was head of the DNI, says, oh, that's it. All 17 agencies agree. And so that's we're going to go along with Hillary Clinton and say that all 17 agencies say that Trump colluded with Russia or the Russians hacked the election. That is a violation of the Hatch Act. It's a violation of the Constitution. And it's the politicians who have their head in the noose, and they better wake up and understand that they're going to be the first ones against the wall by this deep surveillance state that they have created.
And it's them showing their hand with that dirty dossier, totally made up. That's them showing their hand. That's them showing you how they play ball. That's them showing you how they play politics. And, you know, when you talk about Jeff Sessions and, you know, the thing with Trump's tweet and everything, you wonder, you know, sometimes to make a sports analogy, you got to make a trade to improve your team. You know, maybe you needed the pitcher back then. Now you need a power hitter. Maybe President Trump felt that Jeff Sessions was valuable at the beginning of his candidacy. He helped him end the TPP. He helped him light a fire under border enforcement and ICE. And now he's got that going. Now he's saying, oh, well, Sessions isn't really helping me drain the swamp. Sessions isn't really helping me end this Russian fake story with collusion coup. So Sessions isn't really valuable to my team right now.
He's a wartime consigliere, to use the terminology of the Godfather, right? There's they took out Tom Hayden, who was, if you remember the story. But so we need a guy that's for, you know, wartime counselor. That's what he needs right now, because the deep state is at war with him. But he also needs somebody who is going to stick to the principles and the letter of the law, the Constitution. If you're going to say, we don't care what the law is because we're going to use the police or the military or the militarized police to stop people from engaging in self-destructive behavior with the war on drugs, then you've gone down a slippery slope, and that's where we see ourselves right now.
Well, what I'm worried about with the priest coming out and saying that he's had, or excuse me, the pastor coming out and saying he's had a high-ranking member of Congress saying that there's a coup to take out Donald Trump. We've known about this. We've heard it before. We know this is going on. But my concern is, David, that the deep state is in a panic right now because they see the trend. They hear the people calling into C-SPAN. They see how nobody's listening to their false narratives anymore. They see how more people are tuning into InfoWars and getting their news from other sources that they can't control. They know that President Trump has launched the Voter Integrity Commission. They know that people are starting to look into these rigged elections that they've been doing for years. So now they're sitting here, and I think they feel like they have their backs against the wall because they're looking at people like Maxine Waters, Nancy Pelosi, Elizabeth Warren, Chuck Schumer, John McCain, stalwarts of the deep state, stalwarts that they know will come out and parrot whatever talking point and narrative they want. Well, we're about to vote these people out. They know that's coming. They know that the Democrat-Republican two-party thing has been destroyed by President Trump. President Trump has made the deep state out itself. So we are about to vote these people out of office. But my concern is, David, that they see the trend. They know what's going to happen in the election in 2018. They know we're going to drain the swamp of the deep state members like the John McCain's, like the Nancy Pelosi's. It goes down the charts. You know who they are. And so they may feel that they have to get Trump out before 2018 Congress gets in that wants to cooperate with Trump.
Well, the real danger to Trump is within the Republican Party because the Democrats are morally and financially bankrupt. As you went down this list of candidates, they don't have a strong candidate.
They're gone.
So the best thing that they could do if they want to defeat Trump, they're not going to be able to defeat him from the Democrats. They're going to be able to stop him with Republicans. And we said this from the very beginning, even before Trump took office, before he was elected. I said his biggest opposition is going to be within the GOP establishment. That's the greatest danger to his personal safety as well. They would love to replace Trump with some GOP establishment guy. That's the biggest danger. They're not going to do it with the Democrats. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
A great president once said, "The 9 most feared words in the English language. I am from the government and I'm here to help. Adequacy of loss absorbing capacity. You call that help? That's the mandate approved by the G20. The banks can steal your money." Well, they can't steal your gold and silver that you fully control. You can have it delivered into an IRA at a depository under lock and key, or you can hide it where no one can find it, not even your wife.
What?
Sorry, honey. Your CDs, money market accounts, and savings accounts are all at risk. Call GSI Exchange at 800-474-9159. We have 75 years of market experience. A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau. 800-474-9159. Call now and get a free bank failure survival guide. 800-474-9159.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
If there's a toxic chemical, biological, gas, smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
If you had purchased $100 of Bitcoin in 2010, today you'd have $2,600,000. While that sinks in, you now have a huge cryptocurrency opportunity trading at a guaranteed 10 cents per coin. Procoin, a coin publicly traded on the open market, easily converted to cash, available in 60 countries, and Procoin is the only cryptocurrency offering coin-back rewards for consumers and merchants. Take action by July 31st at ProCoinCurrency.net. That's ProCoinCurrency.net. Deadline for 10 cent guarantee is July 31st.
Thank you.
Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
Sometimes the media gets self-occupied with a story, the sort of, I think, made up in a way, Russian story, but we get so occupied with it that we forget the good things that are happening, and I think a lot of good things have happened so far, and I always compare it. Every day I wake up and say, it could have been Hillary Clinton. We could be at war in the Middle East because Hillary Clinton wanted to go to war everywhere, and she would be at war with American business. It could be terrible, and I think Trump's doing a much better job than we would have gotten.
This is just a universal fact that President Trump is better than President Clinton for the world, for America, for individuals, for freedom, for peace, pretty much for everything. Hillary Clinton is an absolute monster. And yes, thank God Hillary Clinton didn't get in. And I think that that's kind of part of the equation right now that is getting people united behind Trump. Because now that the election and the heat of the election is over and all the conjecture and all the attacks and everything, people are kind of falling back into the day by day and realizing, yeah, okay, you know what? Hillary Clinton is an absolute monster, a corrupt politician. It is a good thing that she didn't get in, even though I was caught up in the heat of it and I hated Trump. And now I kind of realize, you know what? It's actually really good that Hillary Clinton didn't get in. Now, back onto the double standard, the lack of Sessions action on Russian collusion from the Democrat side. Here's Jason Chaffetz calling out the Republicans in Congress.
I mean, when I tried as the chairman of the Oversight Committee to bring in Ben Rhodes to talk about the Iran situation, nobody knows what the deal with Iran was.
Right.
They claimed executive privilege. I think the Trumps need to actually get a lot of credit for openness and transparency. They didn't delete their emails. They provided their emails.
Right.
When they wanted to talk to them, they said, you can talk to us. And yet when we did the same thing with the Democrats, they give us a stiff arm every single step of the way.
Former Congressman, you know there is a double standard in Washington.
Yes.
And the mainstream media.
And there's a double standard with the United States Senate Republicans, because they are holding them to a much higher standard with very little evidence than they ever did the Clintons. And that investigation, why did it end? Just because there was a political election. I think that's wrong.
So this is cut and dry. Double standards, do as I say, not as I do, hypocrisies of Democrats and Republicans in the Senate, in the House, in Congress.
I think we're going to see a lot of interesting stuff coming from Jason Chaffetz. Because he's been
especially
one of the guys,
now that he's going to get out.
That's right. He's been one of the guys in Washington that has been fighting this corruption more than the rest. And I think, quite frankly, he's realized that he's hit a wall with Republicans as much as with the Democrats. That's what you heard in that clip there. And so he's going to be getting out of Washington. He isn't going to be worried about them basically taking away every committee that he's on and relegating him over to sit in the corner, face the wall. He's going to be free to speak. And so I think we're going to hear a lot of interesting commentary on the way things really are in Washington from Congressman Chaffetz when he leaves, because he's not running for reelection. He's had enough of that dog and pony show there.
Well, and again, this double standard and hypocrisy in Washington is just a fact. It is black and white. You cannot deny it. And it typically infuriates me that the left ignores this. It infuriates me that liberal media ignores this. It infuriates me that just the general population that hates Trump ignores this. We just had a Young Turks clip up. They ignore this. Total frauds over there at the Young Turks. They ignore the double standards. Normally that infuriates me, but today I'm taking a step back. I'm taking a deep breath because I really think that this is going to unite people behind Trump. The average American can see through the double standard, they can see through the hypocrisy, and as the day-by-day goes on and they keep pushing this Russian narrative and it continues to be a nothing burger, they're going to look at the other side and they're going to see where the real giant juicy steak burger is, and that's the Russian collusion with Democrats, and it goes on from there. Folks, before we get to this break, I got to let you know about a brand new product at InfoWarsStore.com. True Whey Protein. If you are a protein user, which is a lot of people out there, especially people in the weightlifting community or exercising community, it's tough to find a good flavored protein. This is the best. It's grass-fed protein, 9 essential amino acids, out of the gates at 25% off. True Whey Protein, InfoWarsStore.com, 25% off. Last week of July specials, folks, 25% off like half the store. It's ridiculous. 46% off Myco ZX, 50% off Knockout, InfoWarsStore.com. Take advantage of the last week of July specials. We'll be right back with the Alex Jones Show.
Visit GCNLive.com today.